Welcome to Worms Are a Myth, an outdoorsy podcast brought to you by Whale Shark Adventure Co. I'm Christian.
And I'm Carrie.
And today, we, it's super fall out today. Drinking our apple cider, being basic.
Oh, yeah.
But the weather's so nice. Might be doing some camping. It's camping season.
It is the optimal season.
The heat has rolled off. The cold is coming in.
It's a balmy 45.
It's everything we want. So we're going to do a little bit of a different episode today, and we're going to do a little game.
Switching it up, just like last time, except in a different way.
And I'll warn everybody now, Carrie and I have a severe case of the giggles this time around,
yeah,
for whatever reason.
It's we're in a rare form.
So this is something I think I want to do more of, just the game format.
Because we're competitive as shit.
Because we're competitive.
Have fun fixing that yelling.
Actually, wasn't too bad. And today, we're doing national park trivia, because that's always fun. And you don't think that you know very much about the national parks.
I don't think that I do, which is just going to, I think, make me look really dumb and make me feel bad about myself. So cool.
I don't think these questions are all that difficult, and it's more about the fun facts. It's just that it's set up and...
What do I win?
You win... all-inclusive paid trip to the Bahamas. You don't get that.
I know I don't.
Because I'll be going with you. So let's roll things off.
No, I want to know what I want to win.
You win nothing. You win nothing.
Well, how many questions are there? 13?
There's 9 and a speed round.
Okay. If I get a certain amount of them right, I need to win something.
You win more apple cider.
Okay, I like apple cider.
Yeah, so there you go. I'll let you intro the show next time. That's what you win.
Oh, okay. Woo!
on that note, welcome to National Park Trivia! Okay, sign into law. Signed into law by President Ulysses S. Grant, this area became the first U.S. national park in 1872.
Do I have options?
I can probably give you options. I'll give you a hint, though. I didn't think about giving hints. No, just take a guess. There's only so many of them.
What do I know about Grant that would tell me?
Okay, your hint is it doesn't have much to do with President Grant.
Oh, good.
I guess you could think about the time frame, maybe. It doesn't really help you.
No. Let's go with Rocky Mountain National Park. I don't think that's true.
Yellowstone National Park, located in Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, not only became the first U.S. national park, but the first national park in the world.
Fascinating.
The world.
I almost said that, too.
Yeah, it's an oldie but a goodie.
I have a complicated relationship with Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah? Was it the super volcano?
No, it is not, but that is something that we should all be aware of, because it was just brought to my attention today.
Yeah, and it's something like 2,000 years overdue to explode.
No, it's 100,000 years overdue to explode.
Yeah, so like...
And it'll take out 2/3 of the United States population.
Yeah, there's a really good movie about it. And by really good, I mean it's a...
Is it on the History Channel?
I think it is, actually. It's an awesome movie, but it is atrocious.
From the people who brought you Searching for Bigfoot and also Ancient Aliens, here we have Super Volcano.
Well, it's... funny because Bigfoot's real, so that's a serious matter. But.
No. The last time I went, I was like within a half an hour of Yellowstone National Park a few years ago, and my dad had a stroke, on the side of the road, and we were stranded. And this was like well before I had a driver's license, and by well before I mean I had a learner's permit, and we got stuck and. He got whisked away in an ambulance, and the state police were like, do you know how to drive? And I was like, kinda. And so then I had to follow the
permitted
police
by
escort
the state
of Wyoming. No, Wyoming.
Oh, I just meant it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so then we didn't go because he was in the hospital. He's fine, everybody.
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him also yesterday.
Question two. Measuring more than 400 miles long, patrons of this national park can explore the longest cave network in the entire world.
Is that Mammoth Cave National Park?
It is Mammoth Cave National Park.
I only know that because you don't shut up about it.
It's so interesting to me.
We almost went to Mammoth Cave National Park this year.
We almost did. Located in central Kentucky, this cave shows evidence of exploration by humans roughly 4,000 years ago with pictographs and artifacts left behind. Tourism in the cave began with tours guided by Kentucky slaves, some of whom had been freed already at the beginning of the 1800s. And yes, I will have fun facts after each answer.
I like it. It's like being on a Disney ride where you're just along for the, ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are along for the ride. And Mammoth Cave is fascinating, so.
I swear, there was like a solid like 3-4 months where just every conversation somehow became about Mammoth Cave National Park.
Well, I never knew about it. And then, yeah, you're right. I shouldn't. I was going to eat a bite of pretzel. No, this is a platform strictly based on
yeah,
talking.
How dare you? That's so unprofessional. So,
yeah. I just never knew about it. I never knew that it existed. And it's the largest cave network in the world.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that we know of.
And there's like nothing around. Not in like a, I mean, it's pretty. So I've been told. I've never been there. But it's just like under a forest, just randomly. I mean,
well,
that's how caves
like
work.
That's but. How it works. Like, of all of the places for there to be a cave network, I think that's probably where
yeah,
it would be.
I suppose. Hmm. Apparently, there's caves all over Kentucky, but that one's big. Question three. Which state is home to the most national parks?
California.
Final answer?
Yeah. Or is it Colorado? No, it's California.
Do you feel good about California?
Maybe.
How many can you name in California?
I don't know.
You could be right. I'll narrow it down for you. You're either right or you're not right about California.
The fuck, man? It's either right or it's wrong.
After decades of sharing an 8-8 tie, California edged out Alaska for most national parks, totaling in 9 official parks with the addition of Pinnacles National Park in 2013.
It's like I'm so good at this game.
Well, you half said Colorado, which is wrong.
Well, but I didn't say Colorado, so I didn't commit to that answer, sir. Do you have a list of all the national parks in California? Sir MC.
I should have been ready.
Game show host.
Absolutely. Let's see. There's Yosemite. There's Sequoia. There's Joshua Tree. What am I up to? 3.
Yosemite, Sequoia, Kings Canyon, Joshua Tree, Redwood, Lassen Volcanic National Park, Death Valley, Pinnacles, and
Valley.
The Channel Islands.
That's right. There you go. There you have it.
Other ones, I think. I don't know. There's a long list. I don't think all of these are national parks.
Well, those are like official national park, and then there's
right. And
there's
like,
parks that are within the National Park Service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of California, Sequoia National Park is famously home to this beloved 275-foot icon. Did you have a guess for that one?
Are you talking about? Are you just talking about the redwood trees there? Is there one with a specific
name?
It is
a specific tree.
Hmm. Is it the General Sherman tree?
Did you just Google that?
It was already on the list of the California National Parks.
The General Sherman tree is the tallest single stem tree in the world.
Who is he named for?
General Sherman.
Who's he?
I have no idea, but
how are you?
There are other trees in the Park Service named General something, so I don't know. But it's the largest single stem tree in the world with a base diameter of nearly 37 feet. It has a crown spread, that's the area the canopy envelops, of 102 feet.
Wow.
That's absurd.
Shocking. No, that's actually crazy.
Yeah, 37 feet? You could live in that. I was trying to think of something that was absurd.
It could be like, you remember the house that Peter Pan lives in?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine this tree is like, but not as cool because Peter Pan doesn't live there.
Yeah, you know that tree? You know that tree that you can drive through?
Yeah.
And it's like still alive and stuff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Whoa.
That's insane.
That's like almost the same circumference as you.
That's true. On a good day.
On a good day.
Not on my carb day, though.
No.
Question five. Though this park's total area is larger than the three smallest U.S. states combined, making it the second largest national park, this is the least visited national park in the country.
It's the least visited?
It is the least visited in the whole country.
Poor little national park guy.
I know, right?
He's just trying to do his national park job.
Yeah.
Because he's a national treasure.
He is a national treasure. Or is she?
It's true. I don't know.
Do you want to guess where it is?
Is it in Montana?
It is not in Montana.
Is it in Florida?
It is not in Florida.
Oh. Is it in Alaska?
Located entirely within the Arctic Circle, Gates of the Arctic National Park in Alaska saw a mere 11,000 visitors in 2017.
Whoa. Still a lot of people.
I
know it's not a lot in comparison to other national parks, because I know that the traffic on those places is crazy, but that's still like a good amount of people, right?
It's a good amount of people until you hear the next question.
Oh, it's just about the Smokies.
On the contrary, this park receives the highest number of visitors per year.
It's the Smokies.
It's the Smokies at 11.3 million annual visitors in 2017. And
that's crazy.
That number doubles the visitation of the second most visited park, Grand Canyon. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Why is that one so specifically the most visited?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Did they say anything about why? Because like we've been there. It's beautiful, but I don't really understand.
I think it's just the access to the most amount of people.
Yeah, it's kind of right in the middle there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because of where it's located.
I mean, it must be because it's right. It's very... It's not like a 24-hour drive from a lot of places. It's like an 8-hour drive from a lot of places.
Yeah, and yeah, it's not in like the middle of nowhere. It's kind of just like right in the middle of like five different states.
Right, right. I guess. I mean, it's still beautiful. I mean, I get it. It's just...
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah.
A lot of bears.
A lot of boars.
Well, a couple boar. I don't know how many there are in total. Question seven.
Oh my God.
What wilderness area was given national monument status for the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service in 2016?
The Katahdin Wilderness.
Correct answer. President Barack Obama designated Katahdin Woods and Waters in Maine a national monument.
I thought when Trump got into office, they flipped or something.
I hope not. I didn't hear that. I don't know.
I hope that's not true.
Yeah.
I don't know. For whatever reason, I thought that.
That would be...
I could be incorrect.
That would be 87,500 acres of mountains, forest, and waterways no longer protected.
Yeah, you know, I really think just a parking lot right there.
You're right. It would make a really good parking lot. It
makes such a good parking lot. We're kidding.
Yeah. That is one of my favorite outdoor jokes when you get to, like, a summit or somewhere.
Some people think you're gorgeous. Serious though, and like
most people think I'm serious, and that's part of why I think it's so funny.
It is really funny. I said that to somebody else the other day. I think when I was backpacking with the ladies,
mm-hmm.
I think I said that, and nobody.
Oh, it's so good! It always gets the reaction that you want because everyone just.
It's like, what kind of monster are you? No, it's still a national monument.
Well, that is fantastic news.
Yeah, that'd be good.
On New Year's Day, the first sunrise of the new year can be witnessed here atop this mountain.
Is this, what number question is this? You didn't even...
Question 8.
Wow.
For those of you playing along at home.
What is the... I was distracted by you not saying what question number it was.
On New Year's Day, the first sunrise of the new year can be witnessed atop this mountain. And I'll give you a hint. It's not far from Katahdin Woods and Waters.
Is it just Mount Katahdin? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's not Katahdin, but it is Cadillac Mountain in Acadia National Park.
Oh, yeah. We love Cadillac Mountain.
Not too far. And that's
we love a caddy.
It's on the okay. It's on the easternmost border. So, you know, sun comes up. And, you know, London's already seen it. Europe. Whatever.
But yeah, that's besides Cadillac's the highest point in Maine, isn't it? Am I making that up? I could be sounding completely
wrong. I think it's the highest mountain on the coast, on the eastern coast.
Oh, I think that's what it is.
But Katahdin does hold the highest point in Maine.
It's not that I don't believe you.
As she Googles it.
Well, like, we live in an age of technology where I can just Google it. It is Katahdin, you're right.
Yeah, well.
I didn't doubt you. I just only kind of doubted you.
Yeah, it happens. That's,
I wanted to be sure. I didn't want to be giving false information.
For the listeners.
Yeah.
For the listeners. But
yeah, it's all about the listeners.
Question 9. This is the only national park located south of the equator of the Earth.
Thank you. You mean the only U.S. national
the park? The only United States national park south of the equator. Yes.
I don't know. What is it called?
American Samoa National Park is located just a 3,669-mile distance from Australia. The continent of Australia.
I'm familiar with the Australia.
No, but that's crazy. That's so far away from here.
Yeah, why? I mean, why?
What are we doing down there?
I don't know.
It's insane. We had to purchase the land. I read this via my research, but we had to like purchase the land from the Samoans after like this big long contract or treaty or something like expired. So we wanted to protect it, and then this contract was in the way, or something like that. I just thought that was
weird how they were their own thing until we came along anyway, and we're like, oh, we are taking your land that you might need for agriculture and like any kind of like means of feeding yourselves.
We have a history of taking land from people.
It's like weird how like our dad did it, like England, you know, like America's father, and then we were like, we're not gonna be like our dad, and then we rebelled, and then we did the same thing. It's crazy.
Lightning round. Are you ready? We're going to do these back to back to back.
Okay.
What's the highest point in the national park system? U.S. national park system.
Denali.
Mount Denali at 20,310 feet above sea level. What's the lowest point in the National Park Service?
Death Valley.
Badwater Basin within Death Valley National Park at 282 feet below sea level. How many areas are under the protection and supervision of the National Park Service?
Are you talking about like national parks or within the National Park Service?
Within the service, so
oh, so many.
Like, take a guess. Throw a number out there.
Like 342.
Not far off. A little bit higher.
4.
417 is the exact number. That is somewhat changing constantly.
Yeah, because they add stuff.
Within the past 2 years, it's been 417. As they've put in some monuments and such. 417 areas spanning 85 million acres across all 50 U.S. states.
Whoa.
Thank you so much for playing National Park Trivia. We've had a blast here. That's all I've got. But I don't think you win any cider.
I answered most of them, and I only cheated on one of them.
Yeah, well.
Well, the main reason we want to talk about national parks just in general is I think that it's fairly easy to forget how many that we actually have. Like you were just saying, like there's 417 places within the National Park Service that actually are available, that they're your public lands. They're like you, they're for you to use.
And over half of those, this isn't in my notes, I just know this, over half of those have a free cost of entry.
Yeah.
Or no cost of entry.
Yeah.
So in all 50 states, they've tried, they being the National Park Service, tried to give everyone reasonable access to
public
lands.
Like Delaware just got its first national park. Yeah,
for a long time, they were the only U.S. state without one.
And we're actually not that far away from it.
Yeah.
So I'm there actually all the time.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is that's there.
The First State National Park.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, First State National Park.
That's wonderful.
I know that because I go there.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. A little bit of a short episode.
But, you know, we've been playing around with some different things, and it's fun to talk about national parks because they're important.
If you liked it, let us know. That's going to help us out a ton. Let us know your thoughts. If you didn't like it, thumbs are down.
Or just leave a kind criticism.
Please be kind.
No. It's fun to switch things up and learn things that I didn't know about the national parks.
Absolutely. So now you know a little bit more. You can quiz your buddies when you're camping. In the fall season, that is upon us.
Woo!
Bundle up, folks. It's getting cold. More videos and podcasts to come.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.